So how do you respond to people who do the wrong thing? How do you deal with those who hurt you, who don't like you, who diminish you in some way? Come on, how do you react? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Our most common response? Punishment. Sound a bit confronting? Oh, stick with me. Someone offends you, so you get your back up. Depending on whether you're a gentler, kinder person or a more confrontational one, you'll either feel hurt deeply and withdraw or come out punching. However you respond, deep down, you'll condemn them and in some way or other find a way to punish them. Perhaps you'll just withdraw completely, or you might keep thinking bad things about them, or you'll undermine them, speak ill of them, tell others not to trust them. There's a myriad of different responses available to you, but whichever one you choose, it involves retribution, giving them what they, in your estimation, deserve. Unless, well, here's Jesus on this very thing. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Don't judge others, and God will not judge you. Don't condemn others, and you won't be condemned. Forgive others, and you'll be forgiven. Perhaps that's a familiar passage of Scripture to you, but how often do you apply it to the people who hurt you, who treat you badly? Jesus is speaking powerfully today into our relationships with those people. Don't judge them, don't condemn them, but forgive them. Because there are consequences in this for you and for me, not just in terms of our relationship with those people, not just in terms of our own well-being, but in terms of how God will treat us in return. Learn to forgive. That's His word, fresh for you today. Jesus came to give you an abundant life, no matter what the world, what those difficult people throw at you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.